can't believe how efficient it is to bike to work. It gives me extra time to get ready and eat, and I don't have to worry about blisters anymore. I'm going to save up for one.
Or you could just take the bus.
The bus always kind of skeeves me out. Besides, the fresh air is amazing, and the bike is a one-time payment.
And what about when it starts snowing? Just because the winter has been unusually snow-free doesn't mean next year will be. In fact, next year is bound to have a heavy snow. You know the saying.
No, what saying?
Well, it's not a set phrase, really, but one year it snows a lot, and the next year it's barely winter at all, and it flip-flops every other year.
Well, then I'll attach snowshoes to the tires! Or skis!
You crack me up. You've got such a zest for life today. You can't stop grinning.
I know! Isn't it wonderful? Today just seems like such a beautiful day. Like nothing bad could happen today.
It ain't just the day itself, is it? You got a letter from Henry, didn't you?
What gave me away?
You mean besides all the stuff I just listed? Oh, your blush that's been there since before we started biking, and the fact that you keep reaching into your pocket to touch something, but since you don't put your hand in very far and you pinch something thin, I can only assume it's a letter. And besides your family, who all writes you letters? And whose letters besides those people who aren't your family do you care so much about that you take it with you? Henry.
Quite the detective work. Your skills are wasted on waitressing.
Eh, I ain't no Dick Tracy.
You're right. You're more Nancy Drew.
Only if you're my Bess.
All we need now is George and Ned.
Well, Chucky is George for sure, but I guess that leaves Ned to Henry.
I don't think Henry is brave enough.
If he's brave enough to fight, he's brave enough to sleuth. So, where are we? Why'd you bring me here?
This is the site of my victory garden.
Honey, you're a few months early, don't you think?
I've been wanting to support the war for a while now, but obviously I don't make enough to buy war bonds. So when I finally got the job at Lucky's, I put in an application for a plot in the community garden for my very own victory garden. Well, 2 days ago, the proprietor came in to work and told me everything finally went through, and starting in the spring, I can plant my victory garden.
Wow, fun. All my family has is a small plot in our backyard.
My mother is very picky and won't let me touch our home one. I tried helping to tend it with her last year, and apparently I did not live up to her standards, so I don't have to worry about that. It's a win-win.
Well, what are you thinking of planting?
I want to plant tomatoes, lettuce, carrots, beets, and peas, but who knows how successful all those will be. I also think it might be fun to plant peanuts.
Huh. You know, I don't think I've ever seen a peanut plant.
They grow underground, actually. Like a root. I had to grow a small one in a cup for a science class in high school.
Well, you've got quite a plan there. I can't wait to see it all in full bloom. Now, what do you say we grab some hot tea and you let me read Henry's latest letter?
How about just tea?
Oh, I see. The blush is from more than just hearing from him. That's fine. Keep the mystery alive. I'm not living vicariously or anything.
Race you to Lucky's.
That's not fair. You cheat.
Mags, my love. I don't know how I can write down exactly how much I love you and want you and need you. But since all I can do is write, I'll give it a shot. When I think of your face, your beautiful face, that is, I feel hopeful. I don't know, like this war isn't so bad. Like one day, I might make it out of this place and get to take you dancing again. Like maybe I'll come home and we can start up where we left off. When things get grim around here, I look at the picture I have of you and just stare until I know it well enough to draw it, even though I swear I've done it enough times to draw you blindfolded. I daydream about getting to kiss your cute dimpled cheeks over and over again, and just burying my face in your hair. I don't think I ever told you this, but the way you smell drives me crazy. Not crazy like insane. Crazy, I mean like sweet crazy. Good crazy. You smell sweet and fresh, like flowers. Even in the winter, you smell like flowers. And that stomp thing you do when you're mad, it makes my heart swell. I'd never let on how much I loved it, because I always knew that I'd get an earful from you. On the days that aren't as rough, I actually don't mind it here. The way the water sparkles, I'm telling you, Mags, you'd love it. I like to think that under different circumstances, in another time or another life, I'd take you here, and you'd fall in love with this island and see what I'm talking about. Maybe we can come back here in a few years when things calm down, and you can see the water sparkle. I can't stop thinking about our first dance together. It's hard to believe that so much spark and life and energy fits into such a small girl. You've got exactly the kind of spunk that keeps guys like me alive out here and keeps us hopeful when days get gray. Mags, I love you so much it hurts sometimes. And I know I'm doing the right thing over here, and don't get me wrong, because I am proud to be fighting for this country. But hearing from you gets me through each day more than my patriotism ever could. I am fighting for you, to protect you, so that when all this is over, I can finally spend the rest of my free days with you. Marry me, Mags, please. Stupid cosmic insurance aside, marry me. Tell me you'll marry me. Put that dang ring on your finger and be my wife. I love you. I love you. I love you. I can't wait until I finally get to see you again. And I take comfort in looking up at the stars and knowing you'll be looking up at them too. Something to keep us connected across the miles. Until I get to see you in person, I'll meet you in my dreams. Sending love across the oceans and mountains, Henry.
To be fair, I never expected this life for me. I was going to go to college and do something. I hadn't figured out what yet, but that's what college was for.
Where'd you want to go?
I had always set my sights on Smith, but I heard rumors that after the war got started, they started turning out Naval Reserve officers, and I didn't have anywhere else in mind, so I joined the workaday world instead.
Why not join, though? Could have been with Henry and Chucky over at the harbor.
I was never interested. Sure, I don't know what I want to do, but I certainly know what I don't. Don't tell anyone. But I don't think I could ever fight for America. Or anything, maybe. I don't believe in anything strong enough.
Your secret's safe with me. I always had those cliché dreams of being a famous something or other.
You still could! Hollywood's always looking for ways to keep our spirits up.
Nah, they always want actresses to play the sweet little girls back home, but never want to hire the actual thing.
Well, you've got too much moxie to be that anyways. I guess I'll just have to settle for Firecracker Leading Lady instead.
Come see Explosive, Dorothy Conway in new film. She'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry, she'll have you calling your mother just to say hello. Charming and Beautiful, an upcoming romantic drama, premiering Friday.
Well, I'd watch you.
Oh, my first fan. You can say you knew me when.
Sign your hat and I can sell it when you've made it.
No way, honey. If I'm headed for the top, I'm dragging you with me.
What if I don't want to go?
You just said you don't know what you want to do with yourself. What's better than fame, money, and close friends? You and me against the world, baby.
All right, but only if waitressing doesn't work out.
Atta girl.
Hey, Henry, you gotta listen to this joke Joe just told me.
Oh, no.
So an observing man claims to have discovered the color of the wind.
How?
He says he went outside and found it blue.
Clever.
You never appreciate my finely honed sense of humor.
Well, pardon me if I've got other things on my mind.
Maggie still hasn't written back?
Mm-mm.
Telegrammer, maybe. See if they made it through the blackout okay.
Maybe. I don't want to seem needy.
Do it under the guise of something else? Like, maybe telling her a funny joke you just heard and needed to tell her right away. And then telling me why she thinks it's so funny.
You should just telegram Dorothy, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm always forgetting I can talk to her. But being serious now, what did you write in that letter that's so important that you're so anxious for a response?
Amongst other things, I asked her to marry me.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but you've done that before.
Yes, but...
And she already said no, so it can't get much worse. What's she gonna say, double no? Although I suppose she could lie and say yes, or that she's moved on or something.
Yes, because I need more reasons to feel scared.
Well, what did you say? How did you say it?
I told her cosmic insurance be hanged, and to put the dang ring on her finger and be my wife already.
Well, there are certainly more romantic ways you could have done it, but I suppose the passion gets across at least.
Gee, I don't know. I think outright telling her that I want to spend the rest of my life with her, growing old with her, owning each other forever is pretty darn romantic. It's in the whole dang concept, if not the actual words, Chuck. And that's the important part, isn't it? What I want, what my intentions are, not how I say them. We've already established I'm not good with words.
I'm sorry, buddy. I really am. Maybe go work out in the gym for a bit. It's a good stress reliever. A couple buddies of mine are gonna have a card game tonight if you want to come. It'll be fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Gotta meet new people. You ain't alone, you know. We're all in this together.
Yeah, I know. I'll see you later.
Why don't we go out dancing again tonight? I said. We're both in high spirits. Let's celebrate, I said. Forget that Maggie can dance forever and you ran out of hairspray today, so now you look like a mess.
Stop it. You look gorgeous and you know it. Here, have some lovely punch.
Is it better than usual this time?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but every time I've gone to get punch, a man has commented on how lovely I've looked and insisted on buying me punch. So I've dubbed it Lovely Punch.
That's brilliant, you sneaky little devil.
I just call it like I see it. I wish Henry were here. He's wonderful to slowly dance with.
Honey, anyone is. All you do is sway back and forth.
But we just fit so well together.
Well, have you ever tried dancing, excuse me, swaying with anyone else?
No.
Well, here's your chance, young soldier coming in hot.
Oh, that's the man who bought the lovely punch.
Excuse me, ma'am. I was wondering if you'd like to dance.
I'm very flattered, but...
I'm sorry, but could you excuse us for a moment?
Of course.
What is wrong with you? He is nice and good-looking. Go dance with him.
You don't know if he's nice.
Okay, fine, I don't. But what I do know is that ever since Henry's letter has come, you've been pining over him more than a dog over a steak, and I'm a little bit worried you're gonna get attached and he's gonna, I don't know, do something to hurt you.
But I...
Now listen to me. I'm here to help you. Henry is wonderful, but I can't sit idly by and watch you fall apart and wither away over someone a million miles away. No matter how much you love each other, just start with this dance. It's harmless.
Okay, fine. I'm very flattered and would love to have this dance with you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, guys and gals, 10 to see 10 is the name of the game.
What are you talking about?
You know, the game where each player has 5 cards and there are certain good combinations and whatnot.
You mean Texas Hold'em?
Yeah, see, I knew it had a state in the name.
Jeez, Larry, do you even know how to play?
Hey, of course I do.
All right, how about we just play what we all know? The 7-card stud, anyone?
I'll play dealer.
Anything you want, sweetheart. Can I get you a drink while I'm up?
Flattery will get you nowhere with the dealer. I'll take a Coke, though.
Meh, get it yourself. Room for one more?
Hey, buddy, of course there is!
What are you playing?
We just decided on 7-card stud.
More like you decided.
Come off it!
What's the buy-in?
Nothing. We all stink, so we play with buttons.
Large buttons are 20, medium buttons are 10, small buttons are 5, and safety pins are 1.
And if anything happens to any of them, I'll skin y'all.
And she's a nurse, so she knows how to do it all proper, too. How?
Okay. Everyone, this is Henry, the friend that I told you about.
The one with the letter writing love story? Ugh, I think you guys are so romantic.
Wish I could have a story like that. I'm stuck taking what I can get out here.
So, nothing then?
How about we just start playing?
Sounds good to me. Any more questions will just make me think of her anyways and why she hasn't written back.
All right, boys. The name of the game is 7-card stud. Take your buttons. Henry. Your last letter. I'm never going to stop when I'm angry ever again. Be prepared for something entirely new and fearsome when you return. But I'm never going to show this letter to anyone else or have it leave my side. It is the closest I've felt with you in a year, and I refuse to let that go. I love you so much, you know. I love you to the moon and back, and knowing that you think of me over there makes me blush. It's wonderful to feel needed and wanted. If there is anything ever I can do for you, please let me know. I know what you're going to say, that just writing to you is enough, but I hate feeling so useless back home. It's funny, I never really thought of myself as your girl back home, but I like the sound of it. I hope you've noticed at this point that I've sprayed some of my perfume on this letter, a little gesture to show I care across the miles. This time, it seems as if I'm the one at loss for words. Your last letter was too beautiful, and I am left besotted. I promise my next letter will be more articulate. Oh, I have to tell you this funny joke that Dottie told me. A man said that he had discovered the color of the wind. When asked how, he replied that he went outside and found it blue. I can't stop chuckling. That being said, it brings me great pain to have to write to you what I'm going to write next. I'm not saying no to you. I am never saying no to you. But I can't marry you right now. Make sure you read that part, right now. I want to marry you, but this is not the way to do it. And on another note, we are 3,900 miles apart. I don't want to rush into something and then be bound by contractual obligations if something were to happen. This is incredibly difficult to say, but I think we should keep the possibility of other people coming into our lives open. I had a talk with Dottie earlier, and I think it would be beneficial for both of us to get back out there, at least for now, and for whatever happens to happen. I'm not actively pursuing anyone, but you asking me to marry you again made me realize how dependent we might become on one another and how that might stop you, when the time comes, from doing the right thing. I'm sorry this has turned so sour. Remember that I love you more than there are stars in the sky. Maggie.